إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ رسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير الشيخ برذرز أند سيسترز الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حي الله هذه الوجوه الطيبة. يا الله lift all these beautiful faces and gather again and again in تقوى الله عز وجل. And I apologize about the last 2 weeks of the class. يا الله تبارك وتعالى to forgive all our sins, that because I traveled for emergency to see my mother whom she is ill. And يا الله تبارك وتعالى give her شفاء and give شفاء to all Muslims everywhere يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفينا واشفي مرضى المسلمين. ان شاء الله تعالى اوفقك ازاي ونتوك اباوت الاستئذان. Take a permit and ask the people in the house before you enter. Because we found there is a violation in the Muslim community that the Muslim enter the houses of the others without any permit, without any excuse. Allah تبارك وتعالى علمنا الأدب. Allah تبارك وتعالى disciplined all of us, guide all of us, and this is from the door of التقوى. تقوى الله عز وجل. Don't ever enter any house unless you ask the dwellers and the people inside the house. We found a relation, we will go for different hadith, I will tell you how much it is danger in Islam to, yes, you are my friend, you are my brother, but there is a limitation. We need to train ourselves according to the Sharia, inshaAllah ta'ala. We are appointed today, inshaAllah ta'ala, to go through two ayah from Surah An-Nur. Two ayah from Surah An-Nur. Actually, Surah An-Nur is Surah number 24 and ayah number 27 and number 28, and this is going to be your homework. The Sir Quran are very important, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said in this Surah, هذا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها، ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون. فإن لم تجدوا فيها أحدا فلا تدخلوها حتى يؤذن لكم، وإذا قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوا هو أزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم. Is there anybody have the Quran? Need to read the translation, inshallah. Come next to me. Ayah number 27. Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, Ayah number 27. And ayah number 28. Come here, closer to me. Read the translation 27 and 28.
All the people, excuse me, all the people, enter not houses other than your own people who have acts and missions and to lose them, to lose those hang on. That is best for you. In order that you may seize what is seemly. A footnote 2980. The conditions of propriety and privacy are essential to the fine life of goodness and purity. The English say that an Englishman's home is a castle, possess a certain amount of exclusiveness and defiance. The Muslim principle of asking respectful permission and exchanging salutations ensures privacy without exclusiveness and friendliness without undue familiarity.
Just to read the transcript interpretations.
Verse 28. If you find no one in the house, enter not until permission is given to you. If you ask to go back, if you are asked to go back. That makes for greater purity. For yourself, and God knows well all that you do.
So, it is command from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to ask permit. To ask the people in the other houses, is not yours, has your houses, before you enter, you ask permit. This is pure for you. For you and for them, inshaAllah ta'ala. And the sunnah give us salah today and qabla hadith. We need to go together, inshaAllah ta'ala, to find what is the sunnah told us about the death. So we know an istizan mean to ask permit to enter the house. It's come by the command of Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وينبغي للمستأذن and the one who asks permit to enter the house other than his house, his own house, he has to ask permit for 3 times. Not to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and you enter the house right away without any permit. You have to repeat it 3 times. That's sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we took that also the story first between Umar radiallahu anhu wa arzah when he was Khalifa. Ista'zanahu Aba Musa. A companion, his name is Aba Musa radiallahu anhu wa arzah. And his name is that's the nickname. And his real name, and he's from Al-Ansar, his name is Abdullah ibn Khalid. Abdullah ibn Khalid. What happened? He asked the permit for 3 times. Ista'adana. Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda, he came to visit Umar in his house and he asked the permit or he asked to enter his house 3 times. And when he did not have any answer, what did he do? Insaf. He left. Faqeela li Umar. And they told Umar, Ya Umar, Aba Musa came to see you. And he asked permit to enter your house and he has no answer and he asked 3 times and then he left. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ أَبَا مُوسَى When Aba Musa came back, سَأَلَهُ عُمَرُ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَرْضَاهُ asked him and he said, why you left? So Aba Musa رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَرْضَاهُ قال يا أمير المؤمنين أو أمير المؤمنين استأذنتك 3 فلم تأذن لي I ask you permit 3 times to enter and I did not hear anybody or I did not hear you to give me permit to enter your house and then after that he told him ما حملك على هذا why you did that Why you left? There is no new rule until now. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he did not have something, he did not hear it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aba Musa radiallahu anhu arda, in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا اسْتَأْذَنَ أَحَدُكُمْ 3 فَلَنْ يُؤْذَنْ لَهُ فَلْيَنْطَرِفْ If any one of you came to visit a house is not belonging to him
or a house other than his own house, he has to take to ask permit for 3 times. And if he did not have any permission to enter the house, he has to go. You cannot enter this house at all. من عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال فلتأتني بهذا ببينة وإلا أوجعتك ضربا. You give me evidence and the dalil for that, other way I will beat you hard. عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه he doesn't joke. He told him you have to give me evidence, بينة, دليل. So about that from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, other way if you are not what you have to do, I will beat you hard. Sunnah al-Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, the companions, they did not joke about it. But for us today, we look to the Sunnah, and some of us are taking like a joke today. So what happened? فَرَجَعَ أَبَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ رَجَعَ أَبَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ لِمَلَئِ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ. He came back to a group of Al-Ansar, and he asked them about the Dalil. Who heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because Umar, he told me, you have to give me the evidence, and if you are not going to give me any evidence, I will beat you hard. فقال الأنصار, Al-Ansar answered Aba Musa, Abdullah ibn Qais. They told him, هذا نأتي لك بدليل من أصغرنا. It's easy to prove for you. We're going to choose the youngest one among us and we send it to Umar. It means it's the easy answer. We're going to choose, like when I tell you about something, you told me that's easy. I can let my son answer you, your answer you. So they told him the same way. We will choose from among us the most youngest. I will send him to Umar to answer him. فاختاروا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه وارضاه. You know أبو سعيد, a very famous Sahabi, carry a lot from حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فذهب أبي موسى أبو سعيد الخدري إلى عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه. He went to Umar and he told him, نعم يا عمر, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I heard the messenger of Allah. He said, if anyone of you came to any house other than his house, he has to ask for permit, to ask the people inside the house to permit him to enter the house 3 times. If you don't have any answer, so what you should do? Go. You cannot open the house. Why I choose this? Our experience. One day I was personally asking to tell you about my personal experience. I was sitting in my house one day. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a lot of brothers know me. And one day I was intrigued. And I found actually somebody and came and ring the bell. Couple of times. And I was very sick. I couldn't even get up from my bed to open the door. And nobody was in the house that day. And I have him exactly in the other side, I have back door. I found the brother because, you know, he had no answer. He came from the back door and he opened the door and I found him in the living room with me. But subhanAllah, who's this? He said, Assalamu alaikum brother, because nobody opened for me, so I found it open the door from the back. I opened and I shut to the back, he opened the door to make a short close. I found it open, so I opened and I said, Alhamdulillah, I found you, Sheikh Mustafa. Subhanallah. This is not working. This is not working. Because we're going to see the ayah number 28, we speak about the same thing. Therefore, we found our soul. Very important to bring this topic to the brother, to learn about the adab. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةً مِنَ الْإِمَامِ. Modesty الدوان اوف ذا ايمان كاتيجوري، وان اوف ذا ايمان كاتيجوري. So every Muslim should learn and train himself how to be polite in Islam and never enter any house other than his house unless what he receive what answer or receive a permission. Then Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه what did he say? قال سبحان الله شغلتنا او الهتنا الاسواق بالتصفيق. سبحان الله the market made us very busy to hear a hadith or one hadith like that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the first time he heard this hadith from Aba Musa رضي الله عنه وارضاه, and the one who confirmed it for him and said yes I heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was who? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه وارضاه. So that is the first evidence. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله في السنة إذ حدثنا عبد الرزاق أخبرنا معمر ابن ثابت عن أنس أو غيره. He said he mentioned one authentic hadith from أنس رضي الله عنه وأرضاه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استأذن على سعد ابن عبادة فقال السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته يا سعد. He said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he came to the house of سعد ابن عبادة. Who's سعد ابن عبادة? One of the great master of Al-Ansar. You know, طيب الخزرج. سعد ابن عبادة رضي الله عنه وارضاه. The prophet he came to his house and he said السلام عليك يا سعد ورحمة الله وبركاته. That's the call it what? This is the السلام عليكم ورحمة الله is the language of what? I ask the permit, right or not? السلام عليك, because that day the door has no, the houses have no door. They used to put only curtain. They used to put only curtain in outside door. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he came to سعد ابن عبادة and he told him السلام عليك يا سعد يا ابن عبادة ورحمة الله وبركاته. فقال سعد والسلام عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته ها؟ ولم يسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عند الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم he did not hear وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته from سعد. سعد when he answered what? Very low. He didn't have the intention not to answer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loudly, but he answered the salam, but he answered the salam from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated for the second time, قال السلام عليك يا سعد يا ابن عبادة. سعد رضي الله عنه وارضاه answered the salam very low. The Prophet did not hear him. Then the Prophet he repeated the third time, السلام عليك يا سعد ابن عبادة ورحمة الله وبركاته. سعد ابن عبادة answer the salam very very low voice or sound, low sound. فانصرف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The prophet after he gives salam to the time what did he do? Yes. فأتبعه سعد. سعد he ran to follow the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله بأبي أنت وأمي. That is the language for the Arab society. بأبي أنت وأمي, that means you are, I sacrifice my father and my mother because of you يا رسول الله. It means he is better than them. قال والله يا رسول الله ما سلمت تسليما إلا وهي بإذني. والله يا رسول الله. He did not say one thing in salam unless I answered you. I answered, cleared himself. Unless I answered you, وَلَمْ أُسْمِعَكْ but I had intention not to let you hear my salam. What is the verdict for that? Look what Sa'd he said. أَرَبْتُ أَنْ أَسْتَأْثِرَ مِنْ سَلَامِكُمْ I had intention actually to let you increase your salam for Sa'd and all his family. Allah. Could you imagine yourself today if Rasulullah came and said you As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah ya Sa'id. Rasulullah by himself. What does that mean if the Prophet said you As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah? It is a great honor for us. Right? So, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, he clearly for the Prophet of Allah, he said, I had intention to let you increase the salam for me and my family member, Ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wa anna az-zada min barakatik. And to have a lot of blessings from you, Ya Rasulullah. That is the verb. It is not answered him openly or loudly. And then after that, ثُمَّ أَدْخَلَهُ الْبَيْتِ. He took the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to Dawud, وَقَدَّمَ لَهُ زَبِيلًا. And he gave him like raisin to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to eat. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم finished eating the raisin, what happened? He made dua for Sa'd. What the dua the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made it for Sa'd? قال, أكل طعامكم الأبرار وسلط عليكم الملائكة وأفطر عندكم الصائمون يا سعد. Beautiful hadith. When any one of your brothers can give you any food, that is the dua. Let's repeat it together today and I will translate it for you. أكل طعامكم الأبرار. أكل طعامكم الأبرار. وصلت عليكم الملائكة وصلت عليكم الملائكة وأفطر عندكم الصائمون وأفطر عندكم الصائمون. A beautiful dua. Every Muslim should memorize this dua when any one of the Muslims introduce a food or give him any food. He says, أكل طعامكم الأبرار. May Allah تبارك وتعالى make your food to be for who? For the righteous, الأبرار. They are. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. Don't ever have any friends in Islam except what? Muslim righteous. Right?
Excuse me.
So then you all the time, you have the Muslim all the time, your companion, your friend. وَلَا يَأْكُلُ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِي. And your food cannot be eating except with who? تَقِي. مُتَّقِي. تَقْوَى. The one who carry تَقْوَى. That's in order to build the friendship in Islam. وَصَلَّتَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And may Allah تبارك وتعالى make all the angels all the time in your meeting, all the time with you, and when you have the companion with you, all the time the angels. What does that mean? Blessing, right? وَأَفْطَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ. And may Allah تبارك وتعالى make your food available all the time for those who are what? صائمون. Those who are what? Fasting. This is the great dua from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the same riwayah, same story, he mentioned it by Qays ibn Sa'd ibn Ubadah. Sa'd ibn Ubadah, he has a son, his name is Qays. He read the same hadith but in a different way. It mentioned it also in Sahih al-Bukhari. Qala, Sa'd, the son of Sa'd. Zarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, visited us in our house. فقال السلام عليك يا سعد. And he said السلام عليك يا سعد ورحمة الله وبركاته. فرد سعد ردا خفيا. And my father, he answered رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم with a what? Very low voice. Right? عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not hear the answer or the salam. فقلت ألا تأسا لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I asked my father, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, you don't permit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told you, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, my father. قال دعه. Let him increase his salam. فقرأها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم another additional twice, two times. The Prophet repeated again. And Sa'd every time, he answered the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not hear Sa'd because he answered him very low voice. And then the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he left. فأتبعه سعد. سعد he followed him. يا رسول الله. And he told him, إني كنت أسمع تكليمك. I was hear you when you say assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, and I answered you ya Rasulullah, but I have intention not to answer you loudly, to increase your salam for all the family of Sa'd. Then Sa'd radiallahu anhu arda invited him, and then he gave him like a ta'a, exactly a water, wash his hand, and he gave him a towel to dry his hand, and then قدم له طعاما, and he gave him a food to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he made dua for Sa'd. What did he say? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اللهم اجعل صلاتك ورحمتك على آل سعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم raised his hand and he made a special dua for Sa'd ibn Ubadah, and he said, oh my lord, bless Sa'd and shower Sa'd and his family with a lot of blessings from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's the dua, of course, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me talk about Sayyidiyat al-Istihzan. How you get a business? We know now, to enter the other house, not your house, you have to take a business. You ask the people. So let me see the sunnah, what is the sunnah described in order to control all of us and to see what we have to do if you visit any a Muslim house, inshaAllah ta'ala. Number one. ينبغي عندما تزور بيت غير بيتك ألا تواجه أهل البيت بتلقاء وجه. Number one. When you enter, exactly you came to any house and you came to the door of this people, of the people other than your house, you cannot stay right away. The people open the door, they found you, mashallah, like Malak al-Maut in front of you. You cannot do that. So what is the sunnah to tell us about it? How we, when we enter in a house, not long before our house, what we should do? كما ذكر أبو داود عن عبد الله بن بشر. عبد الله بن بشر رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم authentic حديث. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا أتى على باب قوم, if anyone of you came to a door of any other people, or a house is not belonging to your house, لم يستقبل الباب من تلقاء وجهه. He cannot come in the middle of the door. People, when they open the door, he cannot come in the middle of the door, or you stand up in the middle of the door. But على ركنه اليمين أو ركنه اليسار, what we should do as عبد الله, to stay in the what? In the far corner, in the right corner, or in the left corner of the door. You don't stay or stand in front of the door when the people open the door. What is the purpose of that? There is some woman maybe sitting inside this house, uncomfortable. Your eyes may look to a private part of the woman whom she's sitting without hijab, sitting uncomfortable, sitting your daughter over there, sitting your mother over there. So when you come to stand and you stand up in the front of the door like that, maybe your eyes will look to a private part of the people inside the house. That's number one. So we learn from the sunnah, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you cannot stand up in the front of the door or in the middle of the door. You should be go in the curb in the right side or the left side and say, knock the door, ring the bell, And when they open the doors, you will be where? In a fire, you cannot see who's inside the house. And what you should say? As-salamu alaykum. They said, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And they told the lady, come in. You say again, as-salamu alaykum. You say exactly, you don't have to have as we heard before he finished his subject. They told the lady, enter. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. La, take it easy. Give a break for the people to prepare themselves for you. Say, as-salamu alaykum. Tawbah lahi, enter. Say it again. As-salamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullah. Say, tawbah lahi. Say, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. To give walk time for the people inside the house, actually to prepare themselves to welcome you, to meet you. You understand? Or to give a break for the people to leave, or something like this, like woman or my boy or daughter and sister, whatever it is. Five. Number two, I would like to share with you Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu also in Abu Dawud and Sufyan al-Thawri رضي الله عنه وارضاه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الاستئذان في ثلاث. So we understand it today in our class, to ask permit to enter, permit to enter any house is not your house, you have to take a permission how many times? Three times. That is sunnah in Nabi sallallahu. That is the other discipline in Islam in order to be right, in order to carry modesty in Islam. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Five. There is a hadith very dangerous hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu to say that to Abu Huraira in Muslim, in the Bukhari wa Muslim. رضي الله عنه وارضاه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن امرأة لو أن امرئ اطلع عليك بغير إذن فخسفته بحطاء ففقعت عينه ما كان عليك من جناح. If anyone comes to you suddenly and he looks exactly to the people in the house without any burden, and if you take even one stone and you throw it against him, and you busted, one of his eyes became busted or busted in his eyes, there is no innocence on you. That's what that means. I want you to share with me. When Rasulullah said, if you take one stone and you throw against those people who come suddenly and open the door without any permit, and you stone him, and one of his eyes became busted, and one single eye, you understand? There is no anything on you in Islam. In Islamic Sharia, the judge cannot judge you, or you did not make anything. Why? Because you became like what? You became like unblind in Islam. You enter the houses without any garment. This is not allowed in Islam. Five. Number three, which we like to share with you today, Hadith Jabir radiallahu anhu arda, akhrajahu al-jama'a. The Ahl al-Sunan, the Muslim scholars, agreed upon this hadith, very authentic. Jabir radiallahu anhu arda, he said, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في دين كان على أبي. My father, he was owed money for somebody else. I came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then after that, فدققت الباب. I knocked at the door who? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I knocked at the door. And then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال من ذا؟ Who's knocking at the door? You got it at the side? Who's knocking at the door? فقلت أنا. And I answered, I. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet answered, أنا. وكأنه قد كره هذا. أنا, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أنا, it means I. What is mean I? You understand? So when you say أنا, so who's Anna? Who's I? Somebody answer and say, who knocking on the door? I. Who are you? Either you answer with the nickname Abu Abdul Rahman, Ummu Fatima, Ummu Zainab, Ummu Ahmed, Abu Isa, Abu Sa'id, whatever. You have to introduce yourself, but Jabir radiallahu anhu arda, all this incident came from the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected them for all, for the Muslim generation after the Sahaba, and they are the best chosen among the Ummah, the Sahaba. But they made mistakes, made errors. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi corrected them in order to be like a guidance for all of us today. So Jabir, when he came and knocked at the door, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi said, who's behind the door? Who knocking at the door? Jabir answered, he said, what? I. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi said, I. It's been like what? Like the Prophet, he hates the answer of Jabir because he did not introduce himself. When you answer, you should say your nickname or your real name, and then after that the people will be ready for you, because I'm going to come to another area. Even if I hear you clearly that you are, I have a choice to open the door for you, not to open the door for you. I have a choice to tell you, go back. Can you imagine about this? Somebody came to me, to my house, and he knocked at the door. Who's knocking at the door? Abdul Rahman, I'm not ready for your house, go back. But the Muslim today, they get embarrassed. How come I send him, go back, you know, this is my brother. But subhanAllah, Al-Ansar in Medina, they used to say one word in Medina. They said, we will be happy when we go in a Muslim and we knock at his door and he told us, I'm not ready for you, go back. And we were very happy when we had this answer, because the people practiced the ayah. The ayah number 28, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned here, clearly for all of us, the brother said early, the ayah, وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. And if you receive an answer, go back, you must go back. This is dearer for all of you, for you and for them, that they will inside the house. So it's clearly, you don't have to feel ashamed. You don't have to feel embarrassed. What about if you came to me in a time and I'm not ready for you? I'm sitting inside the house, enjoying with my wife. Enjoying with my wife. And then after that, this is the only moment I'm sitting to enjoy with my wife. Bomb at the door, or the bell rings, and somebody came without even calling me. A lot of people, they go and they do that. And I enjoy in a privacy with my wife, and so on. Somebody came, and what happened? I said to them, I'm sorry, my beloved wife, let me open the door for Abdul Rahman. What's your wife going to tell you about Abdul Rahman? Let him go to where? Because this is not exactly a private moment. You came to a request to me at a time, I'm not ready for you, Rabbi. You cannot come like Malak al-Maut suddenly and exactly knock at the door and you're expecting me to open the door for you. Same thing. Who's behind the door? I am your brother-in-law. Open the door. No, I'm not going to open the door for you. That's the answer. Because the abdaki, you are must so my brother is here or not. Because you're going to come to the area, you take a permission from who? If the man came to your house, he take a permission from your wife, according to etiquette, American etiquette, or according to the rule and the Sharia of Islam. My brother-in-law, yes, I love him, but why he come while I'm absent? You cannot say, actually, your wife, she permit me to enter. Open the door and then, where's my brother? Your brother is not here, he's still outside. Okay, open the door, I'm going to wait for him. No, you wait for him outside, or you come back to that place you came from. That is, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hamu al-mawt. Al-hamu al-mawt. And I told you in khutbah in this masjid, the one who entered my khutbah and listened to my khutbah in khutbah al-jum'ah in this masjid, there is a disaster when that one day, a Muslim brother, he went and to ask about his brother, and his brother was outside. And his two daughters, both of them, they were in a school. So why you went to your brother's house? Because she's my sister. No, yeah, she's not your sister. Take it from the end. your sister is not in Islam, respect her, not to go and interrupt her privacy. You have to learn actually how you be polite. Some Muslim according actually act to our community. Meet the sister in the street, assalamu alaikum sister, and he hug her and she kissed him. Who is this? Oh, she's my cousin female. Cousin female. Cousin female and kiss you, and you kiss the cousin female. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, she's permitted for you to marry or not. So why you kiss her? Because we grew up together in the street of Guinea or Egypt or Morocco, and she's like my sister. We kiss each other all the time. For 25 years we kiss each other. You are wrong, my brother. You are wrong, my sister. You have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot exceed the limit in Islam. You cannot. She is not your halal. She is not your wife. She is a strange person. He is a strange person for you. How come? You have each other. She gives you Martin. What happened when the brother entered? He said, you know, the sister, of course, is feeling bad. And she opened the door for him. And he went, where's the door? They are still in the school. And he entered, okay, I'm going to stay in the kids' room. Okay, can I make a tea for you? Yes, go make a tea. She made a tea. The man, he liked to enjoy life, actually, until he wakes. So what did he do? He found like a tea, exactly like a video. He brought the bottle and he found, A'udhu Billah, the two little girls, they have an X-rated movie. Why you put a movie or CD in the girl or the boy underage? Why you left the TV? TV was the TV, or TV was the video in the children's room. You never know what they're gonna do, what they're gonna bring. They are with the disbelievers outside. They can give them any CD or any tape to watch it. So when he reached the bottom of the video, he found X-rated movie. So what happened after that? Sister Naima, or Fatima, whatever is her name, she made a tea. She came to him, see my brother, and then exactly showed her the movie. They told her, oh, this movie is very good. And then after a while, what is the end? What is the result? He commits adultery with his sister-in-law. Allahu Akbar. What happened after that? It's not a brother came from the community and asked me. Came from the community and asked me. Yes, yes. My cousin female, she came back from my country. And she had no place to sleep. And then when I was back, she looked around, nobody liked to welcome her in his house. She told her, what can I do? My beloved sister come. She's related to you? No. She's from far family. From the from family up to relative, but not direct family. He let her in. And when he let her in, she was having said, Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, I give her my own room. I have a one bedroom and I have a living room. I give her my own room and let her sleep inside. And then after that he came to me and asked me in the beginning, if this is right, I told him no. He said, what I gotta do, I pull it out. You want to be a Razzak and a Kareem man to help his sister? You out. He said, no, I give her the room, I don't see it, I don't sit with her. I told her, I said, hey, out. He did not listen to me. He did not listen. Later, wallahi, 3 months after, I said, what happened, my brother? He said, you know, while I was sitting in the living room watching the TV, the sister came out from her room to go to the bathroom, to the shaitan team. I said, mashallah, I'm kissing my hand. Beautiful stuff here. I'm stupid. And then I went for her, and then the shaitan would be what? Number 3. What happened? Adultery. And then what happened? What happened? My brother said, she's pregnant from me without marriage. He is my son. I told him, he's not your son. He said, who's the son? This is from me. I told him, he's not your son. This is the son of adultery. You'll be punished for that. Why, Yahi? Why you staying in a room, exactly in a one bedroom apartment with the wife? You want to make it yourself? Man, real man, you have to leave the apartment, go see with another friend and leave this apartment for her if you want to serve the sister. So you cannot do that at all. So continue now on our inshallah ta'ala on our class. So what we have to do here, this ayah, for example, the ayah number 27 revealed and the quote for this ayah, a woman from Al-Ansar. قالت يا رسول الله إني أكون في منزلي على الحال التي لا أحب أن يراني فيها أحد، لا والد ولا ولد، وإنه لا يزال يدخل علي رجل من أهلي وأنا على ذلك الحال. شكيت زمت لجرف الله في قلبي يا رسول الله I was in private by myself in my house and I don't like anybody to see me in a certain condition. Sometimes a woman when she sits she wanna sit comfortable in her house without any interruption, without anybody seeing her. And while I am in this situation, some family or the family member they enter my room and I hate them to see me in this condition. You got it now? To see me in this condition. And the boy is gonna lead out to another area. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has to wait until the ayah reveals, all you who believe, don't ever enter any house other than your house, unless what, you take a permission, and you salute the people in the house, before you enter. If they permit you, you go and enter, inshaAllah ta'ala. Then after that, you will lead up to another area. My mother, my sister, my mother, my sister. Sometimes my mother, she has her own room. Sometimes my sister has her own room. My daughter, for me, I am the father, but she's adult. Some people, they took advantage because I am the father. I am their son, my mother. And what did he do? He go direct and he enter the door for his mother and his sister or his daughter without what? Without permission. Yeah, this is also not from Islam because you must be polite. Maybe your mother, she is in a position, she doesn't want you to see her like that. Yeah, that's your mother, yeah, we haram. It's for you to actually to get any meeting with your mother, alhamdulillah. But maybe your mother, she is in a position, she doesn't want her, anybody, to see her in this position. Why you enter without taking permission? My daughter, she changed her clothes. What happened here? I have a one of the community, and a question came to me. A man, he has two daughters, and the two daughters are adults. And every day sleep with them at the same room. And they have a big house. But he's sleeping with his two daughters every day at the same room. What are you doing? You are stupid. Because your daughters, they need also privacy. They are adults. MashaAllah, the sister, she told me that they are shaved, good shaved. And the father, he took advantage and sleep with his two daughters every day. Who are you? Who permits you to sleep with your daughter every day? Some people, they took advantage. I sleep with his daughter in the same bed. We know that you are a father. We know even if she married and she became 50 years old, 60 years old, you steal your baby. We understand. But there is no any permission in Islam to go and sleep at the same bed with your daughter who are adult. There is no any permission in Islam to go and sleep with your sister in the same bed. You can't have to separate between the male and female. We understand that you are honest. We understand that you are pure, you are righteous. We understand that your daughter, we understand that your sister, we understand, but there is no any permission for you to sleep at the same bed. You have to separate. Actually, even if your daughter and she's adult, you cannot sleep with her anymore at the same bed or even in the same room. What about if your daughter, she needs to change her clothes? Your daughter, she had the menses. She's adult now, she had the menses. And you stay and you sleep at the same room? No, okay. You have to understand actually the good manners in Islam. How to be wise in Islam. After Adam, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
يقول انما الاستئذان بالنظر. استئذان انت كبرمت تقف كبرمت وانتر the people is out for the room في النظر. Because when you come and you enter in the grave, you have to know your day. You enter your brother's house, you enter your mother's house, you enter anyone's house. When you enter the house, you have to know your day. Maybe somebody in the other side of the house sitting uncomfortable. So you have to lower your gaze, don't look direct. Your brother invites you and he opens the door for you. Some people they come and sit down and facing the bathroom. Some people sit down and facing the kitchen. And these two areas are very private for who? For my wife, for my daughter. When you sit, you have to choose a right position. You cannot sit right away to check when the woman go to the kitchen, from the kitchen to the hallway, or for the dining room. So you have to give them your back. Choose a position. And you, as a Muslim, if you invite any Muslim come to you, to your heart, you choose the place for him. There's no any embarrassment for that. If you tell him come here, sit down here, in this place. I would like to sit down. No, I need you to sit down. Don't feel embarrassed. Because he's sitting and he's facing that kind of issue. In a front, for example. What is the place for the kitchen? For who? For life. Why you over there? Look at it. The woman are in the summer time and the kitchen are very hot. And you force the woman to wear the hijab because you are here. He's my brother. Don't worry about it. We are brother and sister. No, you are not brother and sister. You have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The woman, she needs to go to the bathroom. Don't fail. The bathroom, you have to give your back to the bathroom. Give your back to the kitchen. Give your back to the area which the woman used. That is politely in Islam. We need to learn in Islam how we respect the people inside the house. And we know that you are my brother. But this is respect. This is should be inshaAllah ta'ala. And all the time, don't look. You find Wallahi, it happened with me. Sometimes people come to my house and visit me. And subhanAllah, my wife, she needs me to make a tea or something like this. When you go, you follow her and once you go. And once you finish, you follow her and once you get. SubhanAllah, Yaqi. SubhanAllah, Yaqi. Fear Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Not because I open the house for me, I have to interrupt my privacy. Fear Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This is not wrong with you, you have to lower your gaze. He makes me feel comfortable and because next time I'm not going to open the door for you. Is that right or not? Is that somebody is back to go back and forth?
With the wife, you know, I didn't see her.
So what's your business with my wife? SubhanAllah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. I need to see your daughter. SubhanAllah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. You come to visit me or you can visit my family member. Because we have it in Islam, Muslim, we know according to the culture and the whisper in the culture. Muslim men and women sitting to bed like me to salah. Nothing happening. Yeah, subhanAllah, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is Islam. So, back to our class. Can I take a permission from my wife to enter her room? Another question. My wife all the time, she want to exactly make herself fit for beauty for me. But one point, actually, my wife, she is not ready. She may be in a certain position. She doesn't want her husband to see her in this position. Right? Is that right or not? So when you actually, even before, so before you meet your wife, she needs to make herself a beauty. This is something nice for you. Something like this. But sometimes, the Muslim also take a chance and boom, the enter the room. The woman are in a certain position. She may not like you to enter her right like this. Let me see what is the Sahaba. Zainab, Imra'at Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Zainab, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu wa arduha. She said, that mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, كان عبد الله إذا جاء من حاجة فانتهى إلى الباب فنحنح كراهة أن يهجم منا على أمر نكرهه وإسناده صحيح. She said, عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وأرضاه عنها وعن الصحابة أجمعين. She said, every time come to us and when he his final destination he came in my door. When he closer to my door. تنحنح. Before he entered my room, what did he say? تنحنح. I call by English word. Something like this, right? تنحنح. Look how the Sahaba, they respect even the wife. Actually. And because he fear to find us in a position we don't like him to see us in this position or a certain position. Right. Think up to the area. Sometimes the woman doesn't want her husband to see her in a certain position. I'm not actually wearing something good for my husband. I am sitting at the coffin. Some of the women, for example, she has no good chin. She has a good no good chin. And when she sits without clothes, and that in the belly box, the belly will be actually about 10 feet in the front of her body. She doesn't want her husband to see her in this situation. Rather, she's tired or not. So what we have to do, we have to respect their privacy, meet her, actually to be qualified to be, or give her a time to prepare herself to you. She may need to dress certain clothes to actually to hide her body, actually, which became after when she had like a delivery, couple of kids or couple of children. The woman normally, her body became loosey. Right, we don't talk about actually our woman here in the United States, they go to gym, mashallah, and they make themselves like in a good shape. We talk about actually the back home, something like this. So what happened after that, she needs to dress certain clothes, and this certain clothes, she will hide, or it will hide her problem, or the problem which she carry, or something actually she doesn't want you to see her in this position. So we need to give a chance also for the wife to respect them, not to enter. Even the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith, قَالَ لَا تَرْتَنُوا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ كَالْبَهَائِمِ. When you meet your wife in bed, you don't jump over your wife like a cow. Don't ever jump. Yeah, you have to understand that the women are very sensitive, are very delicate, and something very sweet. You need the husband to tell her a good word to him. A nice word, nice position, nice touch, something like this. But sometimes the Muslim, he becomes selfish. What he needs, I don't have time for you, boom. And he needs to finish the kiss in 5 minutes, you know. He doesn't care if the woman she enjoy it or not enjoy it. It's not from Islam too. Therefore the Prophet apparently says, don't jump over your wife like the cow and subhanAllah or the animal. You know the animal has no preparation for that. Even wallahi, subhanAllah, naturally, if you look to the animal, before he meets his wife, he come around her smith here, he touched here, but some of the Muslims, he need to satisfy himself only, and he doesn't care about the woman if the woman enjoys or not. Haram Allah, we need to understand and to deal delicate and nice with our wife before you meet her. There is a certain word, there is a certain some position, you need also to prepare for that. You ask Allah Ta'ala to make one of us qualify, inshaAllah Ta'ala, to be a good husband. Say Ameen. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, إِذَا دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْتَهُ اسْتَحَبَّ أَنْ يَتَنَحْنَحْ أَوْ يُحَرِّكْ نَعْلَيْهُ. If the man enters his house before he meets his wife or to see his wife, it is desirable for him. He said, it's not obligation. It is desirable for him to do what? يَتَنَحْنَحْ to the people in the house. Or As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Or to actually to what? To strike by his foot on the ground, to lift the people inside the house, learn that you are there. How many times the Muslim actually? Then he opened my house, opened the door, and he goes slowly. And then after that he took over his wife. She said, Astaghfirullah! It's like Malak al-Mawt, or somebody can attack her. You have to prepare for that, you have to don't scare, because some people actually understand, they want to see actually what the wife does inside the house, but you have to fear Allah Ta'ala, you cannot be in this situation at all, inshaAllah Ta'ala. The second part of the ayah before we pray, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا. And if you hear the people inside the house, go back. What you should do? Excuse me. I go back. My brother, I visit him. Abdul Rahman, my friend, I visit him. And I stand up at his door. And he told me, go back. Yes, Allah told me that in the ayah. Ayah number 28. Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24. Go and review. Take your homework. See how the Islam, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. It's beautiful for you. It is good for you, for both of you. As I said before early in my class, I'm not ready for you, I'm happy to meet you. Don't force me to open the door for you. If I tell you, go back, go back. Can I have situation to get embarrassed from my brother? No, Yaqi, that is the Quran. We look to follow the Quran. We look to follow the Sunnah of the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah said that in ayah number 28. Don't feel embarrassed because this is the Quran, inshallah, because you come to the time and choose. You have to ask forgiveness for me before you visit me. Before you visit me, if I don't, you come to my door. And the brother, he breaks the bottle and doesn't leave in 1 hour. Wallahi, I'm not gonna leave until they open the door for me. Subhanallah! Who told you that? And it's still down with the last. One time, if you have like a bell ring, or intercom, whatever it is, one time, nobody answer you. Second time, and leave the ring, doesn't answer you. Third time, doesn't answer you, what you should do. Leave! Don't say that, Subhanallah, knock at the door, and my door, because maybe the bell doesn't work. La yaqi. It means that even inside the house, they are not ready for you. You have to understand that the Prophet in Islam, our relation is the best relation. Teach the people the good manner. Teach the people the modesty, to be in modesty state. Teach the people how to respect the other. Islam is the best system for life. So, if they tell you leave, you must leave. You cannot sit down at all, or wait, or enter the door from another place. La ya akhi, this is not from the Islam at all. Right? There is houses prepared for guests, finally. This house is empty. Nobody inside this house. My brother, he gave me the key to go and meet him there. Can I enter without permission? Still you need a permission to enter it. ان شاء الله تعالى, even if the house does not belong to you and there is nobody in this house, you still you need a permit to go and enter it. How many brothers? Give his brother in Islam tea. I'm going back to Africa. Take the key with you. And the brother he took a chance and he took the key from his brother and he entered his house and sit down and invite everybody as much as he could. One of the brothers came and told me, "Ya Sheikh, if this is right in Islam, I trust my brother, I give him the key for my apartment, because I was disappeared for a couple of months to buy a key back home. And my brother, I discovered later that he opened the house and he bring the prostitutes inside the house. Prostitutes inside the house, and when I came suddenly without telling him, from my home of hometown, from my country, and I entered the house, I found inside the house a lot of X-rated movies. It's not allowed, you have to. You have to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must take a permission from your brother if he trusts you and he gives you the key for his apartment. You cannot enter it. Our own, inshaAllah ta'ala. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Al-istizanu bi talata. When you visit your brother inside or any house, it's not your house. Other than your house, you need a permit before you enter. And you have to be polite. If nobody answers you, if nobody opens the door for you, you must come back to enter the place which you came from. You cannot bother the people. This is from Islam. That's what we learn. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us and his messenger to do in Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us and provide us to be in a good manner and to respect inshallah ta'ala the other Muslim community. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make Al-Quran our constitution and our sharia. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our law, our sharia, our life. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us love each other in the name of Allah. Allahumma taqabbalna wa rahmal minna wa ja'alna sababa liman ihtada. Allahumma tub alayna wa tub ala al-ta'ibin. La taj'al baynana shaqiyan wa la mahrouma.